Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, this is Cyrus.
Hey, good morning, Cyrus. It is David out in Birmingham, Alabama. I've got Suki Tip and Dr. Pankit Vachani for you.
I'm so glad you pronounced those for me. So it's pronounced Pankit
Vachani. My pleasure.
Vachani, is that right?
Vachani, yes.
Vachani, okay. Got it. Okay. Okay. Well, this will be airing today at 1:30 p.m. Eastern, okay?
Well, wonderful. I'll make a note of that, and I'll get them latched through to you. Stand by, Cyrus.
All right. Thank you.
Is it shiny? Or?
Yeah, it's just shiny.
Thank you.
Say hi to Cyrus.
Hi, Cyrus.
Hi, Cyrus.
Hello. Thanks to the two of you for the time. Really appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you.
We're going to go ahead and start the taping for you, okay?
Okay.
Okay.
Welcome to Conversations Live. For more than a decade, we've brought you the best in books, entertainment, celebrity interviews, and current events. When the movers and shakers of the world have something to say to you, they say it to us first. Here's your host, Cyrus Webb.
Welcome back, everyone, to Conversations Live. I'm your host, Cyrus Webb. Glad you all could join us once again. For a radio audience tuning in at WYAD 94.1 FM and WYADonline.com, we're glad that you all can be with us. Also, tuning in online worldwide, thanks for our podcast at iHeartRadio and Amazon Music. We're glad you all could be with us as well. This is part of a News You Can Use segment here at WYAD, and today we're talking about a rare disease that can cause unpredictable and potentially debilitating symptoms that affects individuals in a way that a lot of us may not even realize. It's called indolent systemic mastocytosis. Here to talk to us about it, we're excited to welcome someone who's actually been living with this disease. We have Suki Tip joining us, as well as our clinician, Dr. Pankit Vachani. We're going to talk to the two of them not only about ISM, but also what you all need to know about a new treatment therapy that's available as well. Thanks to the two of you for the time. We do appreciate you stopping by.
Thank you.
Thank you.
So this is an important topic, I think, for our audience. And Dr. Vachani, I'm going to begin with you because a lot of our audience may just now be hearing about ISM. Can you tell us more information about it?
I'm sure, yeah. Not uncommon to find that indolent systemic mastocytosis is relatively unknown to people. It's actually a rare and chronic disorder. Perhaps not so rare, though. 1 in 10,000 individuals are estimated to have it. It's driven by a genetic change in one of the genes of the bodies. It's called the c-KIT gene. So the c-KIT D816V mutation drives this condition. Those who have it are prone to having numerous symptoms, and that those could be having flushing or redness or inflamed skin to different triggers, skin lesions per se or itching, also having brain fog and headaches or dizziness is a very common thing for patients. GI symptoms can also be an issue. These could be with or without triggers, including nausea, abdominal bloating, heartburn, and also bone pain, fatigue, and anaphylaxis episodes is another thing that patients can have.
So, okay, as I mentioned, you're someone who has been dealing with this rare disease. Can you tell us about your own battle with your health and when you started noticing symptoms?
Yeah, so I started noticing symptoms. A major reaction for me, or anaphylaxis, was about 6 years ago after a wasp sting, and I woke up in the emergency room. It was very terrifying. And then I started noticing other things, that, like the itching or the fatigue and the GI issues, like basically all of the ones that Dr. Vachani was explaining, I was experiencing. and it's been a wild ride with it.
Yeah. And I think for our audience out there who may just be hearing about this, Suki, you know, as Dr. Pachani mentioned, it's not something that is very known. Once you received your diagnosis of ISM, how did you feel?
I was actually just really relieved. I was relieved to have an answer, and then we were able to move forward. I was able to find a great medical team that I trust and that we were able to have support and support from family and friends to find a treatment plan that worked for me. And I would encourage anyone else out there to do the same. Find a medical team that you trust and find a path that works for you.
Yeah. Dr. Pachani, I want to go back to you because one of the reasons why the two of you are with us is because of the first FDA-approved treatment option for ISM, and that is AYVAKIT. What can you tell us about AYVAKIT and what makes it an advance for patients?
So AYVAKIT is an oral drug. It's FDA-approved as of 2023. What it does is it targets the genetic alteration of this condition, which is the c-kit, the mutant or the abnormal c-kit protein. Prior to the approval, we used to use many different drugs which were over the counter for the most part, and they would treat some symptoms, never completely. Now with AYVAKIT, which is the first and only FDA-approved treatment for this condition, we have a drug which can target multiple symptoms, so multiple domains of this condition. And in doing so, it can also improve the quality of life, allow patients to do things that they couldn't do before, and also at the same time treat the disease at a deeper level than just the symptoms.
Suki, you were talking about the importance of getting with your doctor and treatment options. Could you share your experience with AYVAKIT?
Yeah, so it's an ongoing experience because I'm still enrolled in the PIONEER trial. And I have had, you know, minor side effects here or there, but overall I am able to enjoy life in a way that maybe I'd taken for granted before, and I'm able to go be in public with around things that were very triggering, and they're not as triggering anymore, or maybe not at all. And you know, that's going to vary for everybody. Everybody's going to be different. But for me, the experience has been a wonderful experience. I've been able to go to graduations or sporting events with my kids, go to dinner with my husband, or even go to the grocery store. So for me, it's going well.
Well, Suki, as Dr. Pachani mentioned, this is something that is so rare. So what would you tell other people based on your experience living with ISM that may help them?
I would say probably the best advice would be to have a medical team that you're comfortable with, somebody that you can be honest with and open with, and to record any triggers that you might have, anything that's different in your health, to record it, keep a diary so that you can communicate everything with your doctor and your entire medical team, and then to have a support system behind you.
Yeah. Well, I really appreciate the two of you coming on to share with our audience some more information about ISM and, of course, about AYVAKIT, the treatment therapy that's available. Dr. Pachani, can you let our audience know where can they go for more information?
Absolutely, yep. Go to AYVAKIT.com. That's AYVAKIT.com. And also, of course, speak with your healthcare team, your doctor. They should be able to provide you more information about the disease and the drug. Just be your own advocate for that.
And we'll make sure that we link that up for our audience. Again, Suki and Dr. Pachani, thank you so much again for the time. Really appreciate it. Looking forward to having you back on the program again.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. And we thank your audience for tuning in to another great segment of Conversations Live, part of a News You Can Use segment here at WYAD. Until next time, I'm your host, Cyrus Webb, saying, as always, enjoy your day, enjoy your life, enjoy your world. Thank you all for choosing Conversations Live. Let us go make today amazing. Take care. Hello, this is Cyrus.
Hi, Cyrus. This is Polly with A1. How are you?
I'm good. How are you doing?
I'm here. I'm good, good. Thank you so much for asking. I'm here with the Michelle Strong interview.
Yeah,
it's
gonna
we're
be all set for Michelle. This is going to be airing today at 1:30 p.m. Eastern.
All right. And how long do you think you're going to give us?
I'm going to follow the suggested, so about 5 or 6 minutes.
5 to 6 minutes. Okay, cool. Let's see what time we got going on right now. So we're looking at about another 1 minute. Are you ready to rock for that, or do you need
another minute? Oh, yeah, we're all set.
Okay, cool. Thank you so much. Just give me 1 second.
All right, thanks.
Hey, Michelle. We have Cyrus on the phone.
Hello.
I'm Polly, by the way, so I'm taking for LaQuaysa right now, but she's still sitting here. I'm training, but
okay.
On the phone right now. Can you hear him? Cyrus, say hello.
Hello. How you doing, Michelle?
Hey, Cyrus. Good morning.
Thank you so much for doing the segment for us. Really appreciate it.
Yeah, well, I'm excited.
Yeah. So, Michelle, you may hear a countdown there. This is taped, though. It's not live, just to let you know, okay? But we're going to go ahead and start the taping for you, okay?
Okay.
All right.
Welcome to Conversations Live. For more than a decade, we've brought you the best in books, entertainment, celebrity interviews, and current events. When the movers and shakers of the world have something to say to you, they say it to us first. Here's your host, Cyrus Webb.
Welcome back, everyone. The Conversations Live. I'm your host, Cyrus Webb. Glad you all could join us once again. For a radio audience tuning in at WYAD 94.1 FM and WYADonline.com, we're glad that you all can be with us. Also, tuning in online worldwide via our podcast at iHeartRadio and Amazon Music, we're glad you all could be with us as well. Well, as a small business owner myself, I know I've been telling you guys that Small Business Week is coming up, April 28th and May 4th, and that's a great opportunity for us to be able to not only support the needs of small businesses across the country, but also to show them some love online and offline as well. Well, joining us today, we're excited to welcome tech expert Michelle Strong to our broadcast. She's joining us for Verizon Business to share how small businesses can take advantage of some free benefits of Small Business Days and to discuss a new survey on Latino small businesses as well. If you guys are knowing for more information, need that, we're going to let you guys know where you can get that too. Michelle, thank you again for spending some time with us. Appreciate the time.
Well, thanks, Cyrus. It's great to be here.
Well, as I mentioned, with Small Business Week coming up, it's such an important time. But why is it important to recognize, Michelle, the contributions of small businesses?
Well, it's really about respecting the important role small businesses play in our overall economy. So small businesses make up the majority of U.S. businesses, and they serve a crucial role in the overall health of our economy. They're literally the backbone of America, and it's one of the reasons Verizon Business is holding this Small Business Days.
Love that. So please tell us more then about the tools that business owners can take advantage of, Michelle, during the Small Business Days.
Well, we here at Verizon Business are committed to assisting these small businesses, and one of the ways we really can help entrepreneurs just like you deal with their daily technology challenges is through SMB Days, which is going on right now, April 22nd through the 28th. So SMB Days provides small businesses with promos. We've got a free tech check where a Verizon Business expert in-store can evaluate how business owners are operating in critical areas of their business. So through this tech check, they're going to receive expert advice on connectivity and security, as well as any kind of personalized technology recommendations tailored to their specific needs.
Speaking of those needs, one of the things that you all have been able to do is be able to share the findings of this survey. As I mentioned, the second annual Latino Small Business Survey. What were some of the trends that you discovered, Michelle, that you'd like to share with our audience?
Well, I'd love to share how much optimism. There's just this growing optimism among Latino-owned small businesses compared to the general small businesses. We've got 78% of Latino small business owners believe their business is better off today compared to a year ago at this time. In the local community, 68% of Latino small business owners anticipate improvement in the economy over the next few months, and that's compared to 47% of non-Latino small business owners.
Well, what an interesting thing, and I think it's important. I love the optimism that's there. Michelle, what are some of the other details that were revealed in the survey you want to share with us?
Well, we did find, along with a lot of other business owners, that they're worried about how the economy may impact their customer relationships. Those are really, really critical to these small business owners. So the majority expressed moderate to high concern just about the ability to create relationships with new customers or clients and maintaining relationships with existing customers or clients. The family unit also plays a large role in just the day-to-day operations of these businesses, with relations across the age spectrum working in both a paid and an unpaid capacity. So that showed up as a really important trend on that survey as well.
You mentioned the optimism, but can you share some of the challenges and maybe the worries that may be facing small businesses?
Yeah, of course. And really here, it's no surprise that these small businesses are facing challenges in today's world. Both Latino and non-Latino small business owners are reporting similar levels of economic concern. There is a significant difference in how they view the labor challenge, though. We've got 71% of Latino small business owners believe the labor shortages are changing employees' expectations of the business, compared to only 47% of the non-Latino small business owners. The good news here is that Latino small businesses are optimistic about the future, like we said a couple minutes ago. They believe they're doing better. They really, really have supportive communities that they can rely on, and they do expect to grow in the future.
Love that. Michelle, I'm so glad that you could be here, not only, of course, to talk to us about what Verizon is doing with the Small Business Days, but also how our audience can benefit. Where can they go for more information?
Well, head into your store if you'd like that free tech check. You also can go to Verizon.com/small business, and you can set up an appointment. But we can help you with all of your technology needs.
All right. Again, everyone, Michelle Strong is joining us today. Of course, she's been able to do some amazing work, not only as a tech expert, but also joining us for Verizon Business to help you guys know where you can go for that extra help, especially during these Small Business Days. Really appreciate the time, Michelle, and looking forward to having you back on the program again.
Well, thanks so much, and have a great day.
Hey, you as well. And we thank your audience for tuning in to another great segment of Conversations Live, part of our Music and News segment here at WYAD. Until next time, I'm your host, Cyrus Webb, saying, as always, enjoy your day, enjoy your life, enjoy your world. Thank you all for choosing Conversations Live. Let us go make today amazing. Take care.